On today's show, Mercedes is caught in the middle of a trade war between the U.S. and China. Ford takes the wraps off the NASCAR Mustang. And Tesla sort of goes from boom to bust in less than 5 days. All that and more coming right up on Out of Line Daily. This is Out of Line Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, that didn't last very long. After Tesla's stock shot up when Elon Musk said he wanted to take the company private, yesterday it plummeted nearly 18% to $352 a share. In fact, the stock is back to the price it was before Musk made his announcement. No doubt investors who shorted Tesla stock are rubbing their hands in glee. Ford just celebrated making its 10 millionth Mustang, and starting next season, the pony car will compete in NASCAR for the first time. The company just took the wraps off the racing model, which was created by Ford's design and performance teams, which worked together to maintain its look while also meeting NASCAR safety standards. The NASCAR Mustang will make its debut at the Daytona 500 next February. Mazda's diesel engine for the CX-5 finally got rated by the EPA, and the numbers are kind of disappointing. Auto analyst Dave Sullivan from Auto Pacific points out that the diesel CX-5 gets the worst fuel economy of some of its peers. It's rated at a combined 29 miles per gallon, but the larger Chevrolet Equinox diesel is rated at 32. That's the same as the hybrid Toyota RAV4, while the Nissan Rogue Hybrid is rated at 34 miles to the gallon. You know, the United States has about 280 million vehicles. Imagine a future when we get rid of more than 200 million of them. And that is coming up next.
Auto Line Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Chevrolet is really going after the market for people who tow. The all-new Silverado has the most extensive trailering package that we've ever seen. It has 7 different camera views that you can choose to display on the center console of your truck. And here they are. Number 1, back of the truck with hitch guidance. Number 2, junction view, which is a wider view of the first one. Number 3, top-down overhead view. Number 4, hitch view, which zooms in for proper alignment with the trailer. Number 5, rear trailer view, which comes from a camera you mount on top of the trailer. Number 6, combination view of the side mirrors stitched together. And finally, number 7, front tire view, so you can see the placement of your front tires. Chevrolet says 20% of Silverado buyers tow at least once a month, and that towing is a major determination for them in the kind of truck that they buy. Back in June, Daimler cut its 2018 profit forecast because of the brewing trade war between the U.S. and China, and it looks like those fears were justified. Reuters reports that U.S.-built Mercedes-Benz GLE and GLS models are being held up by Chinese authorities because they pose a quote-unquote safety risk due to the rear brakes being, and I quote, insufficient. Daimler says it's working with authorities to try and resolve those issues, but this shows that China is using non-tariff barriers, in addition to tariffs, in its trade war with the United States. Larry Burns, the former head of R&D at General Motors, has written a book called Autonomy. It's all about the impact autonomous ride-sharing could have on the auto industry. He studied Ann Arbor, Michigan, which has about 200,000 personally owned cars. His study showed that you could meet everyone's transportation needs in Ann Arbor with only 18,000 autonomous ride-hailing cars, and that's even during rush hour. And if you applied that to the entire U.S., we could go from 280 million vehicles down to only 42 million. And that suggests that sometime later in this century, this country will have many fewer cars. Is the internal combustion engine going to go away anytime soon? Ha ha! Ha! That's all I've got to say about that until we come back right after this.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
In the eyes of some analysts, the internal combustion engine could be on its last legs. Governments are setting electric vehicle sales requirements, and some cities are even considering banning the engine altogether. So how much life is left in the ICE? Here's what Dave Philippe, the head of powertrain engineering at Ford, said when he was asked that question on Autoline This Week.
The Autoline This Week powertrain series preview is brought to you by BorgWarner.
I think it does have a lot of life still globally, and we Ford do support the environmental standards getting tighter and tighter, and it does provide a glide path for us to take the ICE engines and make them better, right? Be it with aftertreatment, with base engine technologies, be it control systems that we have available today that we didn't have in the past, to make those engines and powertrains more efficient in a number of ways. So I think those standards will help push the ICE technologies to better levels. But on the flip side, we've got electrification coming too, which ICE does complement. And a number of, you have ICE power packs combined with electrification, and then you have the BEV category. So I think the standards globally, as they tighten up, that's great. We support that. But it will drive those technologies into the ICE architectures to make them better. And the ICE guys love it, right? Because you have the ICE diehards that just want to make the ICE better and better as time goes on. And we've done that over the years, and we'll continue to do that.
For more of Ford's outlook on powertrains, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. But that's it for today's report. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you right back here again on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.